those of you who may be undergoing high level of stress because of the social, economical, family, psychological, or health-related concerns, particularly make note of today's Savasana, the Yog Nidra. The ideal is to feel the difference between your real self and your body. Learn the difference as to how to die consciously. Almost 99% of the death happens in an unconscious manner. Yoga is the science which will train us to die consciously. And dying means separating your real self from the body, realizing that whatever happens to the body, you have nothing to do. Now, the process of Yog Nidra. You're lying on your back with the palms by the side of your body, palms by the side of your hips, palms facing to the sky. Palms 8 or 10 inches away from the body, feet 8 or 10 inches away from each other, shoulders in as relaxed a state as possible. This position is the position of dead body or the corpse. The beauty with the dead body is the dead body floats while the live body, without knowing how to swim, sinks to the bottom. We make the body in this position, Savasana, so that consciously separating your real self from the body is easily possible, and learning the difference between yourself and your body is made so easy. May we learn the full awareness position. We are all the time suggesting to ourselves that this is our conscious effort. Today, we will learn why to be conscious and not fall asleep. Suggest softly to yourself, throughout I will be conscious, throughout I will be alert, and throughout I will be awake. Not a moment of nap, not a moment of absent-mindedness, not a moment of lapse in consciousness. Now, observe your body. We are told to observe our body as though body belongs to third person, because we want to differentiate between body and our real self. Learning to die consciously, learning to leave our body and be focused on our real self, learning to be separate from every member in the family, because family members are related to you through your body. Learning to be free or separated from your business circle, because business circle is also related to your body. Learning to be separated from your lovers and your friends, because they too are related to your body. You are you, the divine being. Ajzu, your body, from the top of the ceiling, letting the body be observed piece by piece. First, observe your head as if it were a third person's body, because you are not your body. As soon as you become aware of your head, you may feel heaviness in the head region. Suggest to your head that not to worry, since all the problems of worries, stress, anxiety, depression are the result of bodily identification, asmita. Suggest to your head and body that you are just my vehicle, but I am not you. I am that divine being. Bodily problem has nothing to do with my pure state of existence, my pure state of being. As soon as you do not pay any attention to your head, head feels neglected, and as a result, there is no disturbance in the head, and even a guru guiding thought of divinity will change the perception, change the inferences, change the observation, and you will feel lightness in the head region. Next, turn this observation to the back of your shoulders and the back of your neck. Suggest to these areas that there is nothing to worry about. Mind is in a mindless state. No emotions are suppressed, and as a result, these areas feel painless, knotless, stressless, fatigueless, and there is no obstruction or flow of energy in these areas. The obstruction of flow of energy is pain. Since there is no obstruction, there is no pain. No pain means body presence may not even be felt. Extend this awareness to your arms, all the way to the tips of your fingers. At once, you will think of these arms and you will feel a beautiful gust of blood through this region, and you enjoy the arms feeling as if they do not exist. Observe your back, your upper back, middle back, lower back. As you are separating your body from yourself and you are observing different stress outpart, and because mind is in a quiet position of mindlessness, you enjoy such a lightness in your upper body, such a flow and smooth flow of energy, that the body the upper body does not exist. Extend this observation over your entire lower body, starting from your hips, your upper thighs, your upper legs, backside of the knee, lower legs, heels, feet, all the way to the toes and the tips of the toes. Suggest to these areas there is nothing to worry about, and your body feels as if, even though the lower body does not exist. Now, invite and feel the subtle body, body of energy. Subtle body of energy that is nothing but observation of phenomena of light. Feel the different centers, the psychic centers, the energy center, which do not have any physical location. You will feel the energy. As you inhale, focus at the center of your eyebrows. Invite a ball of light over the center of your eyebrows. And as you inhale, mentally chant Om, A-U-M, without sound, and bring in a flux of energy flowing through the center of your eyebrows, reaching every cell in your head region. Breathe in again, and with the second mental chanting of Om, feel another flux of energy entering every part of your head region. Feel the beauty. See that every cell, every corner in your head is filled with this beautiful light. Now, slowly guide the ball of light over your throat region. At the time of inhalation, mentally chant Hum, H-M, and invite this flux of light over your throat region, over your thyroid region. Enjoy this soothing and healing light taking care of your throat region. Once more, inhaling and chanting of Hum, H-M, enjoy the throat region. Every cell on and around the thyroid, vocal cord, and the back of your neck, every cell being filled with this beautiful golden light. Slowly and carefully, guide the ball of light over your heart region. At the time of inhalation, you mentally chant Yam, Y-M, and invite this beautiful flux of light. Enjoy every cell in your chest region and every cell in your heart region being filled with this beautiful golden light. It is such a wonderful healing light, such a delightful experience. Now, guide this ball of light over your belly button region. At the time of inhalation, mentally chant RAM RM, and please see that a good heavy flow of energy gushes through your stomach region, filling up all your digestive organs and all your kidneys, every part in your stomach being filled with this beautiful golden light. Enjoy second inhalation with mental chanting of RAM RM. Please see that every corner in your stomach cavity is reached by this beautiful light. It is so soothing and it is so healing. Further guide the ball of light over your pelvic region and feel the end of your spine. And at that time, chant VAM VM and invite this light to enter the end of your spine and through the pelvic bone, all along your legs, all the way to your toe tips. Enjoy every part of your being accessed by this. Such a soothing and beautiful flow of energy. Once again, at the time of inhalation, mentally chant VAM and invite another dose of this beautiful golden light. Enjoy it reaching all the way through your pelvic bone, through your legs, to the tips of your toes. Enjoy such a soothing and delighting experience. Now bring in this light over your perineal region and urinogenital area. And at that time of inhalation, mentally chant LM, LUM, and energize the root of your existence, Muladhara Chakra. Breathe in once more with mental chanting of LUM. Now your entire body is such a smooth flow of energy that the body almost feels like bodiless body. You're observing your body from the top of a ceiling. Suggest to your body that now you are separating yourself from the body. Body will be left unattended. The body is left unattended and your real self is elsewhere. People call it a death, but this is our conscious death. You're observing your body. Your real self may appear to be standing outside the body and just observing the funeral of your body. Observe your body lying down. Nobody surrounds you. This is not an unconscious phenomena. It is my conscious phenomena. I am out of my body. my body may have to do with the suffering. I am suffering less. I have no relatives of my own. I am ever pervading, everywhere, omnipresent. Presence everywhere. I am just unified fill. I am part of the cosmic existence. My body is a vehicle of manifestation. Observing my body, it is just the vehicle, just the container. I am the content. I am the true self. Enjoy bodyless body and mindless mind. Enjoy being the real self. Your real self is pulsating mass of energy. Feel that you are leaving the room and your body is lying unattended. It is the body of a corpse, a dead body. Being out of the body, you can pronounce yourself dead. This is your conscious death. This is the death at will. This is the death at your choice. This is the separation of your true self from the body. You have no lovers. You have no family. You have no business ties. You are you. Nothing to do. Nothing to become. Because it is the body who wanted to become. It is the mind who wanted to become. It is the mind who wanted to have a relationship. Employer, employee, husband, wife, mother, father, children, friends. Nothing to do. You are just a pure self. You cannot love anybody because you are the love. You are immutable. There is no death for yourself. You always are. It is not like you were or know you will be. You always were. You always are. And you always will be. Sanatana. Enjoy your true self. Enjoy your state of freedom, the absolute freedom. Your body, somebody can bind it. Your body, somebody can imprison it. But you are the free self. Nobody can bind you. Nobody can limit you. you are in the state of limitlessness. Enjoy the state of Purnam. Enjoy the state of Sunyam. Purnam, fullness. Purnam, totality. Purnam, perfectionism. Sunyam, nothingness. But in the state of nothingness, enjoy the fullness. Enjoy Purnam and Sunyam simultaneously. Enjoy the silence. Enjoy the ocean of peace. Slowly and very, very carefully observe your body. Observe your body from outside. Enjoy your body lying without any movement, the dead body, the unattended body. Slowly and carefully approach the body. Become fully aware. Become fully conscious. You are standing just next to the body. Very carefully and very consciously establish a connection, a golden light connection between your real self and the belly button of the body. Very, very slowly enter the body. And now you have a body. You are manifested. You are visibly apparent. Enjoy being manifested. Now, let us enjoy Shanti Path, the universal prayer for peace. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. slowly and carefully. Okay, stretch your toes away from you once. Gracefully make a fist of your fingers and hold it tight for 5 seconds. Let go. Gracefully extend your right arm past the head on the ground and turn and sleep on the right side of your body, bringing left palm and left knee on the floor in front of you. Without causing any jerk to your body, slowly push the floor and please come to sitting position. You're sitting with your back straight, eyes closed, eye level horizontal, spine and neck vertical. Please cover up your eyes with a cup of your palms. Tilt your head 2 to 3 degrees towards the floor. And still keeping your eyes closed, please bring both the palms on your knees, palms facing to the sky. Enjoy a beautiful expansion in your forehead region as if sitting under a starry sky. Try to put your heart where your mind is, and may your inner light guide you. Enjoy the silence. Please breathe in. And at the time of breathing out through the center of your lips, make a delicate attempt to open your eyes a millimeter wide and close. Breathe in. While breathing out through the center of your lips, make a second graceful attempt to open your eyes 2 millimeters wide and close. Breathe in. And at the time of breathing out through the center of your lips, mentally chant Om. And try to keep your eyes open. Om Shanti Gurudev.